All right then, guys, what is going on? My name is Cloud Plays, and today we are co-hosted with the Barcode Gamer.
What up?
Today we have got an absolutely kicker to the series. This is the first ever episode of the Crimson Cast, so I want to welcome all of your faces, and today is kind of a bit of a groundbreaking one. We've got somebody on who has kind of caused ripples in the scene as far as the Destiny community has gone recently, and with this latest sort of recognition in the scene. But before we get into that, guys, I want to let you guys know that we are going to be doing the Crimson Cast every single week with new guests, new faces, and some new news that are going to be hitting around. You're going to see a couple of different co-hosts, including Barcode Gamer and Exiled Spartan. So if you enjoy what you see and you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're smashing that subscribe button with the blue thumbs up. If you're watching on the Spotify or any other podcast platform, make sure you've smashed that follow. It'd be greatly appreciated. Now to introduce the man himself. It's Destiny 2's latest up-and-comer Twitch streamer who's been absolutely hammering the scene as of recent. Noticed by the likes of Sweatsicle, Glad, and Clam Redeem. This guy's probably one of the most humbling and kind-hearted streamers I've met to date. So we're going to welcome our guest today is Mr. Anubis. How are we doing, sir?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well today. Thank you so much for that intro. How are you?
Yeah, we're not too bad. So just to give you a bit of a lowdown, and for those of you listening as well, as to how this kind of is going to work as far as the series, we start off the series with what we're calling the Icebreaker. Now, the Icebreaker is a quick fire round questions, which is essentially going to make a bit of a perception on the person that we're interviewing, and we definitely will judge. Okay, So we're going to start off with the questions real quick, and you just kind of have to answer them as fast as you can, sort of like off the top of your head.
Cool.
Okay, question number one, tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Question number two, pineapple on pizza?
Yes.
Oh. Question number three, console or PC?
PC.
And finally, we've got Destiny Master Race.
Absolutely.
Okay. You are definitely being judged on the pineapple.
Hunter, we'd have to go Hunter Master Race.
Oh, wow. What? I've got to go, guys.
You are?
Coffee, pineapple, PC. Come on.
Yeah, that's definitely... That's episode one in a nutshell, guys. Thank you very much again for watching. Okay, all right. Just delving into Anubis as a whole, where did the love for gaming begin? Like, drag us back.
Oof, this is going to have to be a while back, actually, when I think it was my brother, actually, was playing on PC, and he played Battlefield 1942.
Oh, wow.
And I just remember watching him play that, and every so often when he'd have to go to school or something like that, and I was still at home, I'd sneak on the PC and play it. And I think that was probably where it started, and then from there it went on to playing Sega Saturn and all the rest of those at like my mate's house and stuff like that. It was a good time.
Wow, nice. That was a really, really good answer, man. I like that. Okay, so with all that being said, obviously, what is it that made you start streaming, and who's been kind of like your inspiration throughout that process?
Streaming, well, I've been streaming on and off for quite a while now. I think just recently, just because of the amount of love and support I've been shown from Clan Redeem and Glad and Swatsicle and EK as well, it's just been insane. I think it probably goes back to a guy called Megabricks. I remember he was building his community, and it was called the Brick Asylum, and it was just honestly just so lovely, like just so many welcoming people. Everyone was just cool. We would all just chill. Like every time it was on, just a bunch of laughs. And I think that was when I really started to get into it. And I think I sort of fell out of love with it when I started going into more the engineering side of things and just studying and going through uni and then going through work. And I just didn't really find the time. But I think now recently, just in the middle of this this lockdown, well, I may as well pick up something. And I think the main thing was, especially recently, it's just there's just been a lot of stuff that's just been going on, and it's been a bit difficult for people to deal with, and I found personally that it's been difficult to unwind. So yeah. I think the reason for me starting up streaming recently was just to be able to sort of create that same sort of atmosphere that I saw back then, just for people to come and unwind, relax, ask questions, that sort of thing,
and give that give that sort of safe space.
Yeah, exactly. Just to be able to come and detox sort of thing, and then just be able to carry on dealing with it and carry on like protesting and retweeting the posts and that sort of stuff.
No, definitely. So this next question is kind of relative, considering obviously you mentioned like the whole Sweat School Clan Redeem thing. Mm-hmm. So obviously recently you've had quite a high interaction with the likes of Sweat School, Clan Redeem, GLAAD, and to be fair, from what I've seen, many, many more. what does that actually feel like to know that these people are believing in your content? They've kind of given you that level of exposure, which is quite minuscule to that point. Like, not many people get that level of exposure to the community. And in your words, how would you say it's affected your Twitch career so far?
It's been insane. it's been nuts. I think for the first week, I was convinced that I was asleep. I was convinced I was dreaming until I actually had to step outside to go get some food shopping. And then I smelt some fresh air and I was like, oh, okay, I'm actually not dreaming. This is actually real life. And yeah, it just feels like a dream. It feels insane.
Not surprised. Okay, so all right, kind of delving a bit more like into the game basis. Based on obviously what we know about Beyond Light so far, what's the one thing that you're looking forward to from it, such as like we're looking at sunsetting, old content returning, things like that?
Oof, it's a bit of a hard question, because on the one hand, I'm looking forward to trying out the new subclasses, but on the other hand, I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to bring from the vault, because I really do want to play Vault of Glass, and I would like to get the weapons that we had before as well. So Fatebringer is a massive favorite of mine, so I'm curious to see how and if it's going to return to the game. So I think I'd have to go with the vaulted content just to see.
Yeah, I think it'd be silly not to bring back such like classic weapons, but I think at the same time, it's like we're bringing back and they're not what we were. Do we really want them? It's like Hawkmoon coming back. Is that, do we think we're going to get the original Hawkmoon with that chance of a one shot?
No, there's no way. I'm pretty sure they've even said that it's not going to have the luck in the chamber shot. I think that'd be pretty busted.
It was so much fun when I'm not the best of Crucible players, especially in D1. I'm a bit better now, but it was so amazing when you got one shot on a Guardian doing Crucible. Mm-hmm. It was a good feeling, just waiting on that shot.
Oof, yeah, it was very nice. Can confirm.
Okay, so we've got this kind of thing which we're going to try and do. So you are essentially our test dummy on this one. It's a bit of a random thing, but we're going to try and do a segment throughout. So we're going to, like, in between questions and stuff, we want to try and figure out if you know the Destiny staff. So, like, I don't know if you spend a lot of time on Twitter.
A decent amount.
So I presume you follow a lot of, like, the devs and the sort of social media side of things from like people within Destiny and Bungie?
Some, not as many as I probably need to. I think I've seen people retweeting them and posting the stuff that they've said and stuff like that. Like, I follow DMG, I follow Deej. I think I follow Lars back in as well, but there's probably more that I'm missing.
Okay. So we've kind of taken some tweets from these people, and they're from quite iconic moments of probably more recent events. So it should be a little bit easier, but we'll drop one in right now and just see if you can kind of figure out who it is and kind of what it was from.
Right.
So the first tweet that we're going to go for was tweeted by somebody who said, "Face tattoo if you hit a million, bring it on, you won't get there."
Oh God. I actually remember seeing this tweet. Oh. Was it DMG?
Do you have... It was DMG. Oh. Wow.
Nailed it.
I did not expect anybody to be able to guess these tweets, to be fair.
Nailed it.
But that's crazy. Fair play. Okay, so we're going to get back into sort of the game version of like the segments and stuff. So do you feel that sunsetting will be a good or a bad change to the game? Sort of like, are you on the side of fresh weapons turnover is a good thing, or are you going to be gutted to lose those God Roll tier weapons that you've already spent so much time grafting for?
It depends really how they go with it moving forward. I think if they give us the same weapon just at a higher light for up and coming seasons, I think that'd be a really unpleasant thing for everyone to have to deal with and then go through grinding to get that the same role of the weapon they already have effectively. But I think if they can give us fresher weapons to the loot pool, I think it'd be good. I think it'd be a good thing.
Definitely. So we've already seen that issue with the gnawing hunger that people are grafting for at the minute. They're trying to essentially get the same roles that they had beforehand.
Mm.
So there's been quite a lot of kickback on that. Okay, so going back to when I first jumped into your stream, when I first spoke to you, when we were speaking about random LED items and stuff like that, that was a very, very good stream, man. It gave me a great insight to sort of what it is that you're about. But I did obviously pick up the fact that you mentioned that you were more of a PvE guy. We're obviously gaining this a lot more exposure and kind of going a bit more into the higher end spectrum of Twitch, because once you get past like that 10 viewers, 15 viewers, you kind of, it's only up from that point. With that being said, and you being the PvE guy, do you see yourself ever grinding for things like World's First or anything a little bit more on the competitive level to kind of give that edge at certain times of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if there's a team that just wants to pick me up, I'd be more than happy to do stuff like that. I love doing raids. I love doing things like that, and it always feels really good to get it done, especially when you've been working like after hours to try and solve something, to try and beat something. It feels really good, and then to be able to try and do that competitively as well. It would just add just a whole extra level to it. So
to me, I think a blind raid is probably the best activity in this game. Like going to a raid, having no idea. I think the last one I did completely blind was probably Crown, and it was awful but amazing.
I didn't
quite get the emblem. I think the closest I got to the emblem, like 24-hour emblem, was I think it was probably Scourge. I think we did it like 2 days after, like a day after release.
Yeah.
But we also get one of those 24-hour emblems. Like World First Belt would be insane.
It would be something. It would be absolutely something.
# cough cough redeem, I'm available too.
I love that. While we're on the talk of raids, we are between myself and Marco quite like lovers of raids. We were especially in Destiny 1, it was kind of an avenue that we really sought after and really hammered quite hard into. If you could grade the raids from best to worst, would you be able to do that?
That's a tricky one. I don't know if I could do that.
Are you able to grade off probably your most loved raid from D1 and D2 and the worst one today?
Your favourite and your worst.
Yeah.
All right, so favourite from... It's tricky for me because it's a bit more of a personal one. So favorite in D1 would be either King's Fall or Crota. I know people are going to be like, Crota, what the that strike? No. So Crota was the more emotional one for me, where I spent just such a long time, spent a massive amount of time just messing around in there. So it's got like a lot of really good memories. Yeah, but in terms of like raid mechanics and actual like just that real raid feeling, King's Fall has to be the one for me on D1. And I think for D2, I think I really liked, I'd have to say Levy. No, not Levy, what I'm saying. Last Wish would be...
Last Wish.
Last Wish would be my top rating in D2.
That generally seems to be quite a unanimous sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm interested on the name and shame. What are the worst raids within the Destiny franchise?
Worst raids?
Because I've got my list, man. I know where I sit with that. Like.
Worst raids? I'm not sure. I don't want to say Leviathan. But
Is there any raids where if someone said, yo, we're doing... whatever raid, can you help us out? Any raid you would say no?
Probably Levy.
for me, Fresh Deed Spire, never, ever.
Oh, God.
I haven't even done that yet. I can't find a team.
That doesn't surprise me at
just
all.
Just everyone's like, yeah, no, not today, not ever again. So.
Oh, wow. Right, okay, so we'll delve into another Do You Know Your Destiny staff tweet. Okay. We'll see if you can get this next one.
Ooh.
So the next one was tweeted by somebody that said, that feeling when BMG ends your live chat because hearing you breathe is distracting.
Sounds funny, but I'm not sure. I want to guess these, but I'm not sure.
Okay. No, it was Cosmo. It was Cosmo.
Fair enough.
Cosmo and DMG have got that awesome little banter, which kind of just plays off each other on Twitter. It's amazing. If you haven't kind of like delved too deep into it, that's definitely a relationship you want to watch. It's so right. funny.
Well, dear.
Okay. All right. So, looking into this, we have got... So, I did a bit of digging as far as like with you. Simon won't know this one because I didn't put this one on the list, but I did a bit of digging as to like sort of like your background and what it is like that you do on a general basis.
Yeah.
Managed to find this graphics design website, which is out of this world. What kind of like made you kind of focus like more on streaming rather than like hitting this graphic design, which is just crazy?
I think it was just a bit, I found it a bit difficult sometimes where I'd have like these periods of where I was just really like uninspired,
yeah,
where I couldn't really get things together to like put out some decent work, and I felt like that was like a really negative sort of thing. So obviously if you're a designer and you're not putting out any designs, it's a bit meh. And then I think like the sort of pressure of that sort of mounted up a little bit. And then I think on top of that, it was just like sometimes dealing with some clients can sometimes be a little bit more challenging and a little bit more difficult. So I think the combination of being frustrated with myself, not being able to actually put out like something that I was really proud of. And then on top of that, like getting work and I couldn't really put a good spin on it or make it look as good as I wanted it to, just sort of drowned me out in a way. So I think in terms of design now, I'm sort of trying to design things more from myself rather than for other people, or if that makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of gives it your own personal perspective twist.
Exactly. And I think doing it from that way makes it a lot easier to sort of almost freewheel it and get the designs out, and whether they're accepted or not or liked or not, it sort of just keeps me fresh in a way.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think up until this point, we've kind of had our questions quite lined out. So if at any point, Simon, you've got anything like that you just want to just ask him out of interest or whatever, then just feel free.
Yeah, go on, I got one. So we'll go content creation over any platform, or, you know, YouTube, Twitch. You could have, the old question, dinner party with three other content creators, who would it be?
If I did a what now?
Oh, wow.
You got a dinner party with any other three content creators, who would you choose?
Oof. Well, Glad would be in there. I just feel like he'd be a party animal for some reason. This is kind of hard.
Who would you want to chat to for, you know, 3-4 hours about any game? Like, who would you want to just talk to and just chill?
I'm not sure if you know a guy called Pigeon. So that's PIJINNN. He's just so funny. He's just honestly such a pleasure to talk to. So he would definitely be in there. She snaps would be in there as well.
What was that, sorry?
She snaps. Yeah.
Fair shout. That is a dining room table that is filled to freaking hit the roof of partying, isn't it, really?
Honestly.
Glad alone would just bring that fire. Just bring that fire.
That would be good.
And I did have one question put back for obviously like, which is kind of a little bit similar, but I feel like I already know what your answer is going to be now. But obviously, if you could run a raid with any one Destiny player, who would that be?
With any Destiny 1 player?
If you could play any raids with Destiny streamer, YouTuber, a friend that you know, who would it be that you would prioritize?
Yeah, I'd probably pick Glass. learn all the redeem hacks.
Yeah, I ain't surprised, man. They do some nutty stuff.
Honestly.
Nutty stuff. Right, okay. We've got one more tweet here for the Do You Know Your Destiny stuff, and this one's quite a long one, but this one shouldn't be too difficult, to
okay.
be fair.
Okay.
Right, so person who tweeted this out said, so there I was attending another video conference session like we do these days. A colleague shared their screen to present some slides with a nice white background. I started trying to clean a smudge off my screen on my new monitor. It won't come out. It was his mouse cursor.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Take a guess. Are the people that you know from the Destiny team?
I think it might be Deej. Because he's been talking about video calls. It was Deej.
It was Deej. How about 2 out of 3 is not bad, man. That's kind of, that's mental.
Solid.
That is really good. Jesus Christ. I mean, other than the fact that you disappointed us with the pineapple on pizza. Oh, I mean, I think so far, like, you've done really well, man. Done really well. Thanks, I mean, man. For myself, I haven't got any more questions. Barcode, have you got anything else?
Nah, nothing major.
Okay, so at the end of the podcast, we're going to be trying to do a thing which we want to call the last word, which is essentially where you can pretty much just take the main stage, like promote your platforms, tell people where they can find you, when it is that you stream, absolutely anything that you want to do to promote yourself. So you can take your last word, sir.
So, as you know, my name's Anubis. I like to stream Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 5 p.m. BST. Just come along, have a good time. That's all we're trying to do, really, just chill. I've recently started like a brand or like a movement type thing called Perfectly Imperfect. And I think the aim of that is to sort of encourage people to embrace the scars and the stuff that they have, you know, the things that sort of make them feel like they're not worth anything, just to, for them to understand that they actually are worth something and they're worth loving. They're worth showing love to themselves. They're worth more than words, really. And it's just to sort of push that idea and push that, that movement to allow people to really grow some self-confidence and self-belief and be able to push forward and do better things, you know? So yeah, it's called Perfectly Imperfect. If you head over to my stream /Anubis_, there's like a little panel you can click on. There's like an Instagram you can check out. Got some designs coming, might be some t-shirts and stuff like that. So yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I have seen that brand. That brand does look absolutely awesome. And it kind of brought a bit quite home to me personally. In the IRL world, like for me, there's a lot of insecurities to any average man, any average woman, sort of like there's always some sort of level of insecurity that you've got. Yeah. And I think that brand really kind of hit home for me that them insecurities are just insecurities.
Yeah.
That's all they are. So, I mean, guys, like I said, make sure you go and check out Anubis. Make sure you go and check out the brand that he's been promoting. But anyway, guys, that's going to be it from myself and Barcode this week. Thank you very much again for watching the Crimson Cast, and a mad shout out again to Anubis. He's done absolutely awesome. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll find all of his links down in the description. Again, like I said, make sure you go and check him out. I'll say it a million times over. I watch his streams on a personal. So if you want to come and chat with me over in his stream, feel free. I'll be in his chat more than likely. If you are watching this on Spotify, make sure you hit that follow button. We are going to be here every Friday night. So hopefully we can gain a nice old following over on podcast series, which is a little bit weird for me, completely out of my comfort zone. So if you've got anything that you want to add, make sure you hit me up over on Twitter. It's cloudplays_YT, or you can find the podcast version at CrimsonCastD2. Thank you very much again for watching, guys. I appreciate all of your damn faces. And from myself, Cloudplays, and from Mr. Barcode, I'll see you in the clouds. Right.